We've been talking a lot at this convention about our stories, and this is a special story to tell. Creating content with accessibility as the default. Celebrating Drupal's Olivero theme and calling for more blind contributors. Now, many in this room knew very personally Rachel Olivero. Rachel was one of my best friends, and we had the opportunity also to work together. She served as our director of organizational technology until her very sudden and untimely passing in 2019. And for our first timers, I would call to you the article that I wrote in the April 2019 Braille Monitor, if you want to know at least a little glimpse at Rachel's story. In addition to helping to guide the Federation's development of internal technologies to support our movement, she worked tirelessly just by the way she lived her life to have broader impacts on accessibility. By the way, I should mention also that here with us in this convention is Rachel's life partner, Karen Anderson. One of the many ways that Rachel's legacy continues to live on with us. Rachel and I worked on thinking about what the NFB web presence would be like, and well, I say we determined, really she did, that Drupal would be an appropriate platform for us to really scale up our Federation web presence. And we are now 50% through the way of getting all Federation divisions and affiliates using a common Drupal platform. Many of you have lived through this already. So we're in the process of carrying out that vision that she had for how to leverage our web presence and make more people come to know it. Like with all that we do, though, we want to have a broader impact, and we want to have accessibility at the forefront of what we do. And so we have contributed to accessibility within the Drupal community as we've gone on this journey. And it's unfortunate that Rachel's not here to celebrate this moment with us. Because in the pandemic, we learned truly that her story, although it means a lot in this room, had extended so much further. And we learned that the Drupal community was talking about taking new steps in accessibility, and they were planning to use Rachel's inspiration to do that. And so here to discuss with us the impact of Rachel Olivero and other blind contributors in the Drupal community and the future of accessibility within Drupal and in other places is just one of the collaborators who's helped have a significant impact on accessibility. I know he will say that there are many others who have contributed, but from my talking to folks, he's been a staunch advocate and resource for carrying the spirit of what Rachel brought to the accessibility community forward. It's my pleasure to introduce to you the senior strategist at Civic Actions and a Drupal core developer, Mike Gifford.
Secret heart, going monkey like you. Well, first of all, thank you. I came yesterday and was amazed by the stories and the presentations, and I've learned a lot about the work that your community is doing and does, and it's really very impressive. I was not expecting to have two introductions, so thank you very much, Mark and Jennifer. It's been lovely to go off and be part of a community and to be here today. First of all, I wanted to go and try and just have another call again for Global Accessibility Awareness Day. How many people here have participated in GAD events in the past? Woo! Well, we'll have to, if we're going to get to the 50 states, we're going to need a few more hands. So hopefully we'll have a lot more next year when people talk about this. So my name is Mike Gifford, and I'm one of four accessibility maintainers as part of Drupal Core. If you're not familiar with Drupal, it is a software that manages content on websites across the internet. It is used by websites that you probably use on a daily basis. There are more than a million sites using Drupal around the world, representing 2% of the web. This includes the NFB websites and several chapter websites. But more than software, Drupal is a community. And there are ways that it is a family as well, just like the NFB. Drupal is participating in the GAD pledge, and we're the third open source software to be involved in this. And it's really our commitment to try and take the accessibility leadership that our community has had over the last decade and try to take that further, to push us to go on and to do more and learn more to see that we're more accessible today than we were yesterday, and see that this is an ongoing journey that we need to be part of. So Drupal is just one of millions of open source projects, and the open source movement is founded on the idea of standing on the shoulders of giants. This idea has been echoed several times already at this convention, and I think it's a really important piece, is that we can all play a small role, but there's so many that have come before us to do so much. So I work for Civic Actions, but for 21 years prior to this, I had my own web business, and it was in Canada, in Ottawa, and Open Concept implemented a number of sites when I was leading that company. We implemented the Alliance for Blind Canadians, the Broadcast Accessibility Fund, and also the Canadian National Institute of the Blind website. And the last accessibility site that we launched was the Government of Canada's Accessible Standards Canada. This is part of the of Canada's Accessible Canada Act, which is something that we've been looking forward to a long time, looking ahead to what we can bring from the Americans with the Disability Act and the Web Accessibility Directive and other sort of European and global efforts to try and improve accessibility across the board. But it was nice to be part of that initiative and learn more about how to help them build more accessible sites. So for the people here who know Drupal, can I hear some noise? Yay! I've got to say, my wife was quite surprised. We ran into a few people outside the convention before it on Friday night, and there were so many people. There were three people we met, and all of them knew Drupal. So it was really quite neat to see a community that was already so familiar with what Drupal was. So I've been spearheading Drupal's accessibility since 2009, and I'm regularly reminded how much more I need to learn. Back when I started, I expected that we could go and fix up the accessibility in Drupal in maybe a year or two. That'd be, you know, a lot of work, but, you know, a year or two tops. Well, it's a bigger problem than that. So what brings me here is Drupal's new default theme. The default theme is the default look and feel. And I was asked to introduce this theme to the NFB but I am here really representing all those who've worked hard to build this new, very accessible default theme. Now, names are important. The old default theme was Bartik, Bartik was named after Jean Bartik, who was a pioneer in computer science. We often forget that women have always played a critical role in as part of the computer science sector. Absolutely. The Drupal community wanted to help improve the proportion of women involved in the open source movement. By choosing the name Bartik, it was a reminder of the importance of acknowledging women's contributions and doing more to go off and to increase the level. It is unusual for a name of a theme to generate much attention, but in this case, it's more than just a name. The people behind this theme wanted to honor somebody who inspired them, somebody who might help remind us of the constant need to build a more inclusive world. A small group of front-end developers began meeting to discuss how to modernize Drupal's default look and feel. They needed a new name for the project. These front-end developers wanted it to be beautiful, dynamic, modern, and wanted to do so without compromising accessibility. It was critical that it have an excellent support for both mobile and desktop views. It was also important that the theme would work fine without JavaScript. When they heard of Rachel Olivero's untimely death, they felt inspired by her contributions to the Drupal community, not only to the submitting issues in the Drupal issue queue, but also being involved in the diversity, equity, and inclusion community that was set up as part of Drupal core, or part of the Drupal community. So they chose Olivero for the name of the new theme. After settling on this name, it became especially important that we live up to Rachel's example to ensure that it has been as inclusive as possible. The name Olivero is a reminder of this. Can I get some noise here for everyone who knew Rachel just once again? I only met her twice, but she was quite an impressive person and really had a great opportunity to learn from her when she attended DrupalCon, so thank you for that. So Rachel was well known at the NFB as both a leader, a staff member, and at the main NFB office. Many here knew her, perhaps even before she started working at the NFB. I think Karen is here, but I haven't had a chance to go up and meet Karen in person, so hoping to do that before the end of the day today. Rachel likely had an impact on many of us in her career. We know that one of the last things she did was to launch the NFB's new website built with Drupal 8. The new theme was led largely by a Drupal development agency called Lolabot. They're a digital agency that has done a lot of work on Drupal and has a number of really great accessibility people on their team. Mike Herschel was the main person leading the Olivero theme. But I wanted to mention some other names as well who are a key part of this. Matthew Tift, Kat Shaw, James Sansbury, Jen Wilkowski, Jared Pinoch, Futura Bunch, can't pronounce that at all, Bunchkowski, and many others. The theme of Drupal Core has been pretty accessible since Drupal 7, but that just wasn't good enough for Olivero. This ultimately meant committing to doing considerably more testing and evaluation for accessibility. We had to take what we had done in previous versions of Drupal and up our game so that it was a better representation for more people. So hundreds, if not thousands, of hours went into making this theme as accessible as we could. So the Drupal community believes in addressing accessibility as early in the project lifecycle as possible. The Olivero team brought in the expertise of Drupal's accessibility maintainers. We pushed to test with a wide range of devices and settings so that we could support as many users as possible. We know that the best way to design build is to design for everyone to ensure that it supports the fringe. I wanted to highlight the contributions of two Drupal accessibility maintainers. Andrew McPherson provided some very careful consideration improving this theme's accessibility, And Rain Bra, who's now at Google actually, also provided support for both cognitive disabilities and for switch devices. In most sites, the menu structure is critical for navigation, but it is also a source for accessibility errors. The Olivero menu system has undergone extensive work in its accessibility. Area control attributes have been added. Screen reader only text was built in for better submenu support. Overflow support was added for longer menus. Logical focus orders were reviewed in both mobile and desktop. Testing was done in Windows high contrast mode, including with custom style sheets, and interactions were carefully considered to see that a wide range of scenarios with assistive technology were evaluated. The Olivero team engaged with the NFB to help us with this. We wanted to make sure that people with lived experience of disability were involved in testing it as early in the development process. Carl Belanger, I think, did much of the testing for the NFB, which is great. It's wonderful to go up and have an external perspective on the work that we're doing. There's only so much that an internal team can actually determine about the accessibility of a site. We're happy that the NFB was able to review the draft theme and to help us improve the accessibility. Drupal's accessibility issue queue is always open, and we welcome feedback when new issues arise, and they will arise. Just last month, Drupal 9.2 was released, and Olivero became the official default theme. There are now at least a... Thank you. There now are at least a dozen presentations on this theme available for free on YouTube. Our community is excited about our work and eager to share it with the world. But this isn't the end of our story. How many people here have contributed a bug or an issue or reported an issue with a piece of software? Thank you. That's really great. And how about on a website? Have you reported bugs on websites? Have you noticed any bugs on websites? There's always bugs in software, and the web is no different. Yes, there's a lot of work to be done. So web developers need to hear from you. People are way more compelling than guidelines. We need your involvement, not just in the Olivero theme, but in all of Drupal. It probably won't surprise people here, but the Drupal's accessibility has already benefited from the input of the blind community. Aside from Rachel, we've had input from Everett Zufeld, who was our first core accessibility maintainer. Everett pushed us to consider the authoring environment along with front-facing web pages in Drupal 7. I hired Everett in 2009, fresh out of university, and he worked exclusively on Drupal core at that time. And he played a critical role in helping our community understand accessibility. He is now the vice president of product and partnerships at a large digital design firm agency in Toronto. So that was pretty impressive. Vincenzo Rubano was finishing high school in Italy when he started contributing to Drupal 8. Vincenzo found places where accessibility had been broken and refactored in refactoring Drupal 7 to Drupal 8. He contributed to a number of issues, caught several barriers that we had missed. I helped to fundraise to bring Vincenzo to DrupalCon Portland in 2013. At that time, he had multiple job offers from people to help them with their accessibility. He declined all of those and decided to go to university. He's now finishing his PhD in computer science. I also like to note that Vincenzo Rubano, as a high school student, did more to contribute to Drupal core's accessibility than all of the governments in the world combined. I was watching the accessibility issues and the commitments, and yes, this one individual contributed more to Drupal core's accessibility in high school than all the governments in the world combined. So we have a bit of a problem there. So the earlier accessibility is addressed, the more robust it is. and it often costs less to develop. If we can improve accessibility in the framework of used by millions of sites, then it is fair to assume that the Drupal platform will benefit many of the billion people who have disabilities. These changes often take years to actually get implemented by the sites that you and I regularly use. However, getting involved can really pay off over time. The Olivero theme is the new Drupal default theme. This is what people will see out of the box when they come. In Drupal 10, we will see the introduction of a new starter kit theme. This theme will likely be the basis of many, if not most, new Drupal sites. The starter kit theme is basic, an unstyled theme, and it will be set up to allow front-end developers to very quickly make the site look and function the way that they or their client wants it to. It contains all the structured HTML, but with very minimal CSS and JavaScript. Unlike Olivero, it isn't designed to look good. Getting involved in the starter kit theme is a great way to help influence new sites, not only to meet WCAG requirements, but also to provide a good oral experience. Part of this is simply documenting the best practices so that developers and designers don't need to hunt for them. The other part is finding new ways for best practices to be incorporated. These are all things that we're going to try and do as part of the GAD pledge, but we will need help and support in implementing that. This is a volunteer-led initiative. We need your help. The web keeps changing and assistive technology is struggling to keep up. Our use of technology changes. We need people with disabilities engaged to ensure that open source tools meet all of our needs. There will always be accessibility barriers identified in any tool. The earlier we catch these, the better it will be for everyone. We want your help to make the starter kit theme and the rest of Drupal as accessible as possible. So how many people here are more interested in contributing to an open source project like Drupal? Excellent. So nothing about us without us is the rallying cry for this movement. And there are lots of ways to become involved. Thank you for your time. If you'd like, I'll be available for a lunch discussion on contributing to Drupal. I'll be in Salon B at lunch and hope to see you there to talk about making Drupal better for everyone. I'm also easily findable on Twitter and LinkedIn and other places. So searching Mike Gifford or M. Gifford is a great way to find me on most social media. Thank you all for your time.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.